It's 8:30 now. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, as we've reported, the Park City School District undergoing a master planning process to figure out the future of learning and how that impacts our school facilities and resources. On the phone with an update of that process, I have the project manager for GSBS Architects leading the effort, Cleo Raynor. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Leslie.
So where are we in the process?
Okay, so right now we're developing an education specification. This process for the educational master plan is focused on how Park City School District delivers education. And in order to understand the best approach to facilities for that kind of educational delivery, we have to do an educational specification before we start to talk about different types of implementation plans. What that does is focuses the community thinking about the kind of education they want to deliver and the way they want to approach it, and then what kind of spaces support that educational delivery. So right now we've discussed sort of the way Park City wants to deliver that education and gone through and identified guiding principles of their educational vision. And as we go through the rest of the process, and now we're entering into that portion where we identify the key spaces and the aspects of those spaces that are important to that educational delivery, as we enter into that part of the process, we'll always touch back with the guiding principles that have been developed to better understand what the educational vision for the community is.
So how many
guiding, kind of where we are.
How many guiding principles do we have, and what are they?
Okay, well, you have, I believe, 6 guiding principles that have been identified. Those are learner-centered experiences that best support student growth. So that's about personalizing learning for students and creating communication and critical thinking and creativity and collaboration skills as a part of that learning, allowing students to sort of pick what they want to do and understand and drive their own kind of educational experiences through their educational career. The second one is positive and healthy schools that promote safety and security. These are about learning spaces that make students feel safe in all aspects of that word, and as well as inspirational spaces that keep students engaged. Then the third principle is relationships are nurtured and cultivated. This for Park City is very focused on community connection and even outdoor environmental connection as well. That's something that's sort of very specific to Park City and was heard sort of loudly in that room as we were discussing these principles and what this community wanted moving forward. So the fourth principle is meaningful engagement that demands real-world learning. We noticed that there was a lot of discussion about active and experiential learning and the skills that are developed through hands-on activities and sort of self-discovery and pursuit of passion. And so that's sort of what that guiding principle is about. Then number 5 is flexible, adaptable spaces that support programming and students. So this comes back to the spaces that and the learning environments that are created for students, and allowing those environments to be very flexible so that there are a lot of different ways that you can teach both core skills and sort of these creative collaborative skills as well. And learning environments that promote curiosity and enthusiasm in students as well. And then finally, the last guiding principle is a commitment to inclusivity that provides greater access for all. And there was a lot of discussion about wanting to include all different cultural backgrounds, economic backgrounds, and get a good variety of students relating to each other at all times. And so that's generally what that last guiding principle is about.
Yeah, so when we talk about personalized learning centers and active experiential living, I mean, what does that look like in terms, I mean, as an architect, I mean, what does that look like to you?
You know, it can look like a lot of different things, and it really depends on exactly what the program is and exactly what the method of delivery of that information needs to be. And so that's why this process starts with a discussion of education, because we need to understand the goals that the community has and the goals that the educators have and their students in order to understand what space is the best resource to help them achieve those goals. So mostly these kinds of spaces, if you want to talk in sort of a general expression of sort of this new future learning scenario, like project-based learning and student-centered learning, lots of these spaces are very flexible. They have furniture that can be moved around and reconfigured very quickly and very easily. There's a lot of discussion about different sized spaces, a variety of accessible spaces that teachers can move between, and even extended spaces that open up into each other to allow for even larger configurations, depending on what the project is or what the students are learning about at that time. So flexibility is a major part of what that is, just to allow the teachers to really use the space as a tool.
So is that done in traditional like classrooms like we have, or does everything now need to get rebuilt or remodeled to be more flexible?
So it absolutely can be done in existing spaces. They are easily small incremental steps that can be taken in order to get your spaces to work better for every kind of educational delivery model. Things as easy as changing the furniture can make a great impact on the usability of a space for those different activities. And this master plan will consider all of those things. It's not just about talking about new facilities. It wants to be a responsible approach that is flexible for the community. And we want to look at all of those options. Park City School District has actually a lot of really amazing schools already, and we see a lot of opportunity in those schools to make not dramatic changes that will allow for incremental steps in educational delivery. But we also want to consider all of the parts of this problem and over a long period of time. So we'll be looking at all degrees of remodeling or renovation or potentially new facilities if that's required.
If you want to meet number two, and that is providing some positive, healthy schools, we know that Treasure Mountain is probably needs to come down. A couple of surveys have been sent out to patrons. Did you get the kind of results you were looking for, at least with that first one about the future of learning?
So the first survey that was about sort of what skills the graduate would need to have coming out of Park City School District was actually kind of a really great result. What we heard from the community on that survey was critical thinking and problem solving as one of the top answers, and then communication skills and study skills and time management. And we noticed that those really aligned well to all of the information we've been hearing from the steering committee and the community members that we included in the summit, which was the process that we used to start to identify those guiding principles that I talked about earlier. So the fact that we were seeing alignment from those groups, and then we presented that same information to the educators, and they also agreed that those were the important skills that should be learned. We're really hopeful that because there's so much alignment between those groups, we're on the right track.
So what kind of numbers, though, did you get? I mean, something statistically accurate?
So it's not necessarily a statistical survey, but it was more to take the temperature of the community. We received 39 different survey results, and I believe Park City School District can provide you with how those results were aligned with responses.
Okay. I mean, it just sounds like 39 results
process,
for 40.
We're hoping we're going to see a lot more interaction with the community. And as people start to realize that this process is happening, where we are in that process, and that we're really looking for as much response from the community as possible, we're hoping that we'll get even more interaction from people.
Yeah, I would hope so. Again, like 39 results for 4,500 kids doesn't sound like we've got just a few people telling us what we want. There's a second survey recently posted. What are you looking for there?
So in the second survey, what we've done is we've asked specifically about the guiding principles. So we've outlined what those guiding principles have been identified as, and then we've asked people to give the community reaction and feedback on those guiding principles, because we want to make sure as we move forward that those are actually reflecting back on the community's vision, sort of in that wider community sense. We have been including community members of all different associations, as well as educators and students and administration in this process. And in the process of developing those guiding principles, there were 50 people included in that initial workshop where those were developed from all different sections of the Park City community. But we want to be sure that we're getting as much response as possible to those as well. Currently, I believe we've received about 95 responses to that survey, and we're looking forward to many, many more. So we encourage people to check the Park City School District website and go to the Future of Learning tab, and that's where they'll find that survey.
Okay, pcschools.us. My guess is that we want this master planning wrapped up soon, because what we want is that before the end of the school year, we have the engagement that we're looking for, right?
Yeah, so we do want to get that level of engagement up. And right now, as we sort of went through a process of presenting what this process was going to be and starting to pull people in and get people involved, that's what these initial surveys have mostly been about. And we have already had one open house as well, just sort of to ask the community what they think about education and get their initial responses. But as we move forward into January and January through April, we're going to be looking for a lot more engagement. We're going to be reaching out to different community groups, as well as having another large open house to talk about these kind of key spaces and how space can be used as a teaching tool. And we'll be continuing with surveys and polls of the community in order to understand where their interests lie, what direction they want to guide this process. And we do really look forward to hearing from as many people as possible.
Okay. Have any dates been set for those open houses, Cleo?
So we're looking at February. The initial date that was set had some conflict with community calendars, so we are currently reworking the date on that. But again, that would be something that Park City School District should have available for the public early to mid-January as a date. And we'll be promoting that as much as possible moving forward as well.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I think that covers a lot of what we wanted to say, other than Park City School District is very interested in engaging the community and being transparent about this process and very inclusive with as many people as possible. And so, again, I think we just encourage everyone to become a part of the process and get involved.
Okay. Cleo, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Kira Rayner is the project manager for GSBS, leading the effort of the Park City School District Master Planning. You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW.